We are doing the Tivot Shalom on Parshat Pekudei, and in Tivot Shalom had discussed in the beginning of the parasha says, Eile Pekudei, these are the enumerations, the countings of the Mishkan of testimony. Why does it say the word Mishkan twice? Our sages tell us it is an allusion to the two temples that would be built and destroyed, and taken as collateral over the sins of Am Yisrael, and the word Mishkan is similar to the word mashkon, collateral. And here we have an allusion to these two forms of collateral. And he asked, why is it that over here, when we're talking about the Mishkan, we have a reference to the Bet HaMikdash, the Mishkan was not destroyed. And when we're talking about the Mishkan, we speak about the Mikdash that was destroyed. Here, what's it doing here? So he quoted from the Be'er Mayim Chaim, which quoted a Midrash. The Midrash says, the constituents prepared three crowns for the king. The king said, what can I do for with three crowns? So he took one and gave two to his children. So too the angels say, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh to Hashem. Hashem says, you crown me with three terms of holiness. One's for me and two are for my children. And that's what the verse says, Kedoshim tiyu v'itkadishtem v'item kedoshim. Twice a reference to holiness. And that is that God wants to have a presence down below. The place has to be fitting. God says it can't have anything, any disgrace. So Hashem says, I can only come to a place that's kadosh. How do you attain kadosh? That's when we take the two portions, the two aspects of kedusha. There's the aspects of kedusha which is suh mera, turn from that which is bad. We hold ourselves back from doing things that are prohibited, and even that which is permitted, we hold back, we don't go to the extent of the law, but rather we are holy people. And then there's a seitov that we perform in holiness. We learn Torah, we daven, we do good deeds. That's the seitov aspect of holiness. And when the Jews take on these two, when Am Yisrael takes on these two aspects of holiness, so then they are in fulfillment of Asuli Mikdash, make for me a holy resting place in your midst. We make a holy resting place in our midst, in our being, in that we turn away from bad, we do good, and then Hashem says, "V'shachanti betocham, I will rest in their midst." So the verse says, "Eilu pikudei haMishkan, Mishkan haEdut." Mishkan is the same gematria; it has the same numeric value as Kadosh. And when the verse says twice the word Mishkan, the verse is alluding to the two aspects of holiness that God gave us, that Sul Mera, turn away from bad, and Asay Tov, to do good. Through these two aspects of holiness, we attain the Shachanti B'tocham, that the Shechina is in our midst. And that's the Mishkan HaEdut, that the Mishkan is testimonial to the fact that God is in our midst. The Yesh Leveirot, so he says, and now we could explain beyond this. When the Mishkan is referred to with two terms of Mishkan, twice it is called God's resting place in our midst, that is a reference to the two aspects of God's being in our midst. There's an aspect of love, there's an aspect of awe, an aspect of fear. One verse says, have awe, fear from my temple. That is the trait of awe that was in the temple. And on the other hand, Ayuba Mikdash HaKruvim, we know that in the Holy of Holies, we had the two sheraf angels that were bound together, Amorim al Godel Ahava ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael. So the Holy of Holies is, in there we have those two gold figures that are an allusion to the love that is existent between God and Am Yisrael. As our sages taught, that when we were doing the will of heaven, the kruvim were intertwined in one another. And these two aspects of ahava and yira are not contradictory. For the wholeness in the service of God, is when we could use both traits as one. And like our sages taught, anochi, when God said, I am Hashem, your God. That's a bond of love. I am yours. What do we say? I am yours. You are mine. We are one. That's love. Lo yelecha. You're not allowed to have another God other than me. That's fear. They were both given together. Anochi kolel mitzvat aseh shinyanam avat Hashem. Anochi is encompassing of the proactive commandments. Their concept is the love of Hashem. Ve'lo yelecha, and the prohibition, you shall not have other beings you believe in other than me. That's encompassing of all the lo ta'aseh shinyanam yirat Hashem. They are the concept of fear, awe of Hashem. Ubedibur echad ne'emru, these commandments came down together. Sheshnehem yachadav me'avim shlemut. When you have them both together, then you have wholeness. It's not enough to serve Hashem out of love. It's not enough to serve Hashem out of fear. They have to be together. Together one can attain wholeness. Ulefichach hayu b'mikdash bet ha'bchinot. And that's why the Mikdash, the base of Mikdash, had both aspects. Ahava v'yirah, sheze shlemut ha'mikdash. They had both love and awe, because that is the wholeness of the temple. V'zehu umron, that's why the verse says, Eile pekudei ha'mishkan, mishkan ha'edut. Sheshlemut ha'mishkan al yedei b'bchinot sheba'mishkan. The Torah refers to the Mishkan twice. This is the enumeration of the Mishkan of testimony. Because the wholeness of the Mishkan is when you have both aspects. Pikudei ha'mishkan, the enumerations of the Mishkan, merumaz al-lashon pkida. That's like, I'm taking count, amur al-bchinat yira. When someone's taking count, you, and you, and you, that's all. It's a cold count. U'mishkan ha'edud, when we say it's the Mishkan of testimonial, that's testimonial to that brit. What's the edut? The luchot ha'edut, luchot ha'brit. That's the connection between us and Hashem. Merumaz al midat ahava. So the end of the pasuk alludes to the love between us and Hashem. Shamishkan ha'id, that the Mishkan is edut, testimonial, al ahavato yitvarach liYisrael, about God's love to us. That God says, you make a Mishkan in your midst. Mishkan ha'idut, Mishkan of testimonial, that we are connected. So that's the Mishkan ha'idut. That's a reference to love. Pikud ha'mishkan is ira. Mishkan ha'idut is love. So that's why we have the term Mishkan twice, to refer to these two aspects of the service of Hashem. And Mezrat Hashem, we will conclude the Netivot Shalom tomorrow.